NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Jim Wyatt joins us now, senior writer and editor, TitansOnline.com. Jim, in a world where there's not much going on, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I wondered, you know, a couple of days ago whether it was smart to start the new gear or to get this going with everything that's going on in the world and just the way things developed. It could be worse in a couple of weeks, than it is right now. So maybe you can get some of this business done, and teams are taking advantage of this right now. Players are taking advantage of it. Free agency hasn't even technically started yet. It's supposed to start tomorrow.
Right.
But we've seen a lot of teams, re-sign their own players. We've seen franchise tags applied. We've seen players that are going elsewhere. Those deals will become official tomorrow. And, a lot of activity around the league, and Titans right in the middle of it.
First domino to fall for the Titans is the quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and we'll get to Derrick Henry in a second. But here's one thing I noticed, and I've seen others tweet about it. You can trot out with Dennis Kelly also signing a contract, you can trot out 11 starters, including him on the offensive line, on the first day of whatever happens. And one observation that I had, Jimbo, was there are a lot of quarterback switching teams. There are teams with new coordinators. There are teams with a lot of parts and pieces that they have to plug in. And we have no idea now what the offseason is going to look like for anybody. It's probably going to be an advantage for the team like the Titans to trot out 11 starters and the same continuity, at least on the offensive side of the ball. And there is continuity with Vrabel calling the defensive plays as well. But on offense, I mean, that's a full starting unit and the same play caller.
Yeah, that's very true. That's a good point, because right now we know that the offseason programs will be pushed back. We don't know if they're going to be OTAs. We don't know if there's going to be a mini camp. It's not inconceivable that you could just have a training camp and preseason games to get ready for the regular season. And if that's the case, then the more continuity you have, the more guys are coming back from the previous year's team, I think the better off you're going to be. I mean, if you're trying to, if it's a year when you're trying to put in a new offense with a new coordinator and you're having a bunch of new pieces coming in, that's probably not a great thing. The fact that they do have so much continuity on offense, and you can potentially name your starting 11 right now in offense, that's a good sign, and especially in the midst of what we're going through right now, I think it's going to end up being a big positive.
Well, along those lines, a big piece back, the Titans end up using the franchise tag on Derrick Henry and can still end up coming to a long-term deal with him at some point. What do you think the likeliness of that is? And honestly, Jim, we've heard from some Titans fans that maybe thought that it would be switched, that franchise tag might be used on Ryan Tannehill and it would be Derrick Henry that got the long-term deal. So, what do you know about those talks?
Well, I do think there's a possibility it happened. I mean, this is March 17th. That's not to say that, in April 17th or May that he won't have a deal. I think both sides are genuine in wanting to get a deal done. And, I've seen some people say, well, Henry's going to be upset. He's not going to show up for the offseason again, just to kind of hammer the point home. We were just talking about, we don't know what the offseason is going to look like. I mean, is there going to be an offseason program for him to stay away from? I mean, I think Derrick Henry wants to be here. I'm thinking he certainly wants to be a team guy. He wants to win. Obviously, he'd love to have a long-term deal, and hopefully you can get that done. I think as far as Tannehill goes, you want to be ahead of the quarterback market and get him done before some of these other dominoes start to fall. And you have to, it takes, to negotiate. And both these guys have been well-documented and talked about. They both have the same agent. This is just the one that was able to get done first, Tannehill and not Henry. And maybe now there's a chance they can get something done with Henry to bring him back. But Ryan Tannehill in the conference call today, talked about how he'd love to see Derrick in his long term. I think everybody feels that way, but we'll just have to, that one's just going to have to play out a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that goes, Jimbo, because Maurice Jones-Drew, I couldn't sleep last night. Lots on my mind, like a lot of people, and I was watching some NFL Network coverage, and Maurice Jones-Drew talked about, even in a world where running backs are devalued, Derrick Henry is a guy that just stands out in so many ways, and that he was surprised there wasn't a long-term contract for him. For most others, though, it's simply, I would never pay a running back another cent beyond his rookie deal, or you have a lot of people who are maybe applauding the Titans for making that move because financially it does make sense. But if you don't see Derrick Henry on a regular basis, if you're not there for practice, if you're not there for games, and I've cited this several times, and you're right there, you're in the same places that I am, and you're in, you know, even more places than I am. To watch that guy jog off the field in Baltimore after what he had been through, and it looked like he could play another game after what he had been through the week before, and the week before, and the month of December before that, that's just a unique individual, man.
He is. I mean, he's got great work ethic. He is a great team guy. I'm sure he feels like he's done his part and deserves to get his, just like Ryan Tannehill did. And that's, again, I hope that ends up happening for him. He is different than any back that certainly has been here. I mean, he's similar to Eddie George, but those guys are obviously different in a lot of ways. I get the conversation about being hesitant to pay a running back. I will say, when I saw Maurice Jones-Drew come on the screen last night, and it was in response to Derrick Henry not getting a long-term deal, I knew his stance. I didn't have the sound up, but I knew exactly what he was going to say.
We all talked to him at the Super Bowl, too. Yeah.
I talked to him at the Super Bowl. I mean, running backs feel like they ought to get paid, but you can't ignore the fact. And again, I'm not saying this is why he doesn't have one at this point, but you can't ignore the fact that there have been a lot of running backs who have been paid contracts, whether it's Ty Gurley, whether it's David Johnson, and whether it's Chris Johnson, for that matter. Yep. Now, you can go a long list of backs who have been paid, and their productivity has not been as good. I saw a tweet, this morning that had it documented, all these guys who have gotten big money, what their production's been looks like in years that followed. With all that said, I mean, Derrick Henry, as you said, Mickey, he's different than all these other guys we're talking about. Just because one guy didn't have success doesn't mean he's not going to. I know he's going to work. I know he's going to continue to be productive. But you can't ignore the fact he's gotten hell beat out of him the last 7 years, too, because he carries the ball so much and he takes such a pounding. And eventually that's going to take its toll, and that's what has to go into contract talks and going into making those type of decisions. Just how much longer can he do it? Yeah. And I mean, I think he can keep doing it, but for how long? That's up for people who make a lot more money that have better eyeballs to decide that.
Jim Wyatt, our guest.
Jimmy, Dennis Kelly, the Undertaker. It was a great tweet by the Titans with just a gif of the Undertaker. Everybody kind of figured out what was going on there, but Dennis Kelly signs with the Titans. And that obviously a good thing for this offensive line when a lot of people did expect Jack Conklin to go get paid somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm happy for Kelly, too, because he is the guy that's pretty much done anything they've asked him to do. He's played all over the offensive line. He's called passes. He's played left side. He's played right side. And it's good that when you brace yourself for losing Conklin, that you've got a guy in the building that that can step in and take his place. And I think Dennis Kelly will do well. Does that mean the team won't take a tackle at some point in the draft or add somebody else? No, I still think they're going to add depth at that position and continue to try to upgrade a lot of different spots. But it's his job to lose, and that's certainly the stance he's taken as he kind of steps in, and I think he's going to do well.
Jimmy, on the way out, I don't know. I know there's limits on things that you can and can't talk about because they've officially happened or not happened, but there are reports that Vic Beasley will sign with the Tennessee Titans on a one-year deal. We all knew, or at least felt like we knew, they were going to get some pass rush help through the free agency round and probably the draft as well. But if this is true, then one of those dominoes has fallen.
Yeah, and that's one that's because he is technically still under contract with the Falcons, he has not been cut. They said back in February that they were not going to re-sign him and he was going to be free to go somewhere else. But he's technically still a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
Until
tomorrow.
Okay.
So that deal, and again, it's tricky now. A lot of times the team will be on some of these deals where it involves a little bit cautious in announcing these deals because they want players to get physicals and you want to be able to dot the I's and cross the T's before you to announce some of these things. In our current climate where things are not as usual, I don't know what things might look like as far as when I'm able to write that one or when the team's able to put it out. But I did see Diana Rossini reported that, and not going to question her work. So that's one that certainly could come down the pike here at some point.
It'll be interesting, Jim, and I know we got to let you go. We're up against the break here, but you mentioned physicals and how that's going to work. Normally, guys fly all over. Like Vic Beasley would have, I'm using him as an example, he would have flown to Nashville and visited, and, you know, he'd be taking a tour of the facility, and he'd meet with the Titans doctors just like anybody would in any city for any potential team. But I wouldn't be surprised when all is said and done, and maybe not any of the huge deals, but there may be some of these deals that wind up going away because a team's medical personnel finally got to see a guy before he signed on the dotted line and said, hey, we can't pass this deal.
Yeah, that's true. And there's going to be a lot of communication between teams and other teams' medical staffs on what your physical look like and what your reports look like. And then those players will meet somewhere outside of Nashville in the Titans case. But I do think you're right. I mean, I think, and especially in situations where this guy could potentially get traded, it makes me wonder about how those deals could be consummated, whether some of those trades could fall through because of physicals that are not passed or don't feel as good about them as you think you're going to when you make the deal. So this is definitely uncharted territory that we're in right now, and I could see that being the case.
Jimbo, great stuff, man. We know it's a busy week, and right now you're probably like a lot of us, just happy to have some normalcy in the football world because we're sure not getting it anywhere else.
Yeah, it's crazy times, and there is a flurry going on in the NFL right now. But I'm like everybody else, hoping people stay healthy, hoping we can get this thing under control, and hoping we can get life as we know it back as soon as possible. It's going to be a while because I know a lot of stuff's been wiped off the calendar, but. Yeah. Hopefully one day in the fall when we're out at Nissan Stadium watching a game, we'll all be able to look back and say how thankful we are for that day. And we'll probably feel even more thankful that day based on everything that's happening now and will happen here in the coming weeks and months.
Amen, brother. Well said. Thank you, Jimbo.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Jim Wyatt on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Accurate Mortgage. Home values keep rising in Middle Tennessee. If your home needs upgrades, consider a cash-out refinance. Ask the local pros at Accurate. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started.
What did NFL Network's Maurice Jones-Drew say about...